action. It's time.
Yes, I have one more question, but I forgot it.
The emergency break of the week.
Oh, no. So, I guess
well,
I'd like...
Call me later, group.
All right.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
The white man and the black man are more advanced, or the white man is more advanced than the black man or than the...
No. Good Lord. I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right. Super Bowl e-break. We're still going to give you three candidates, and we will give you a chance to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Well, look who stopped by to be on the e-break
this
morning.
Hey, look there.
Hey.
It's Donnie Dew.
Hello, boys.
It's your band, Donnie Dew.
And I was just driving around Phoenix. You know, I haven't been home yet. Just out partying so hard last night. And I thought, you know what?
Before I go to sleep,
how about I stop and talk to my boys?
Oh,
were you hanging out with Kid last night again?
Guilty as charged.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's good to have you along with, Donnie.
Good to be here.
You mind sitting in on e-break?
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, candidate number one comes to us from when we had the great David Faraday on the show a few days ago, and he was talking about the fact that he's really down on football right now, and he would change several rules. And one of the rule changes that he had in mind involved an A-bomb that we had to drop live on the air.
Well, I'd have a penalty for dithering, you know, but that'd be penalize the referees. Too much time under the hood. Come on, really? We just saw the replay, really? No, it's like right. 5 minutes later.
Right.
Half the distance to the goal for being an a**.
Oh, I don't know if I can say that.
Get rid of that one.
Yeah, can't say that.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
But I guess that would only be used if the team was inside the 10-yard line or inside the 20 since he's going on half the distance for being an
A-hole. Yes. Although that would be a major penalty if the team was at midfield.
Yeah, that
half
would be.
Half the distance to the goal line.
At the 25.
He brings up a great point, and this is always a pet peeve of mine. Why do the refs take so long when they show the replay to us at home and we all say, oh, yeah, he was out of bounds? And then it takes them two more minutes to figure out, oh, yeah, he was out of bounds.
Well, you know what? I will take their side a little bit. You know, they may have a clock situation where the ball needs to be placed back or something like that. So they have a couple of things to figure out. Why am I taking up
and they
the
may, they
yeah,
may
they suck. I don't care.
Maybe several different angles that they feel required to look at before they make their final ruling. I don't know. But I'm with David. It takes too long. Candidate number two is one Corby Davidson from the Hardline. Now, he has been venturing out this week, as he does every year, with the wireless microphone. And he's like a bird dog looking for quail. He's looking for women, because that's what that Hardline is all about. And this became really uncomfortable because we've known this guy for a long time. He's been in radio in Texas for, I don't know, 25 years or so. His name is David Smoke. He used to be in East Texas. I think he's in Temple now. Is he not? Is that where he is now?
Yeah.
Is he? Temple?
I thought he was always there.
I thought he was
Tyler. Tyler.
Yeah. I thought he was still in Tyler. And
I think it's Temple.
Okay.
But anyway, Corby is out there bird dogging, and he runs into an attractive woman.
All right, sorry.
And it turns out to be our friend's daughter.
Okay, let's find out who this girl in the red is.
Okay.
Do you know who she is?
No, I have no idea.
Because she's here with, who are these guys?
I don't know.
Dude, the Temple guys.
The what?
The Temple guys. The East Texas guys. Right in front of you.
Yeah. Oh, David Smoke.
Yeah.
It's David Smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Smokey.
Okay. Hi, madam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You here with David?
My dad.
Whoa! No!
Oh, boy.
No!
The bear trap just snapped, didn't it?
Good stuff, Corby.
Wow!
How in the hell did that man produce this woman? This is really impressive. Are you adopted?
Oh, that's really uncomfortable. Knowing that that's happened now, we can't really look him in the eye, that the fact that Corby was scouting out his daughter.
that does bring up an uncomfortable part of life. What do you do when your friends and acquaintances' daughters get
grown
successfully hot?
Yeah. Well, as the dad, it's your responsibility to never take them around your friends.
You think so?
Yeah, especially here at Radio Row.
So you should, well, that seems weird, though.
Yeah, keep them in hiding.
You should keep your daughters in hiding. This is somehow
absolutely.
Regressive.
When they look like that, yes.
By the way, we should mention she's, what, probably 25?
27, I think
okay, yeah.
She later said, yeah.
If anyone's wondering if she's like 17.
Yeah, no. Yeah, she's not in high school
right.
or anything like that.
Okay,
yeah.
But I'm saying my point is that wrong if you meet your buddy from high school and his daughters are now hot? How do you react to that? What is the proper protocol?
Well, you don't say, wow, dude, your daughters are
well,
hot.
Well, certainly you don't say that.
You
commented on towards him, but no. I'm saying, like, is God counting that as a sin against you?
Yes, because I know what you're thinking.
I think you just have to acknowledge it to yourself, wow, his daughter's really hot, and then you just have to make yourself move on, and you cannot
You
dwell.
Try to hurry up and
yes.
get past that thought immediately.
You cannot dwell on it any further. You acknowledge it because it's nature.
You don't think God's thinking the same thing?
About his own children.
What do you think he would think of if you dated your friend's daughter?
All right, should a guy ever be allowed to do that?
No.
How old is she?
Well, let's say she's 30, and you're, let's say that you're 50.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's legal.
No. Well, I know it's legal.
All right,
but
what if she comes to your friend and says, Daddy, I'm in love with this guy. He's the greatest guy I've ever met.
Well, that's too bad. Sweetheart, find somebody else.
And then she starts crying, and how are you depriving me the love of my life?
Because I used to work with him at the Ticket, and there's no way. No way.
You can't forbid your 30-year-old daughter from dating
in
someone,
fact,
can you?
It's Gordon, right, that you're interested in? Let me give you a couple of facts about Gordon.
I've changed!
And then it'd be over. And then she would agree with me. Okay, yeah. I don't want any part of that. All right, and candidate number three lands with me, because this was my fault yesterday. We had a very uncomfortable moment with the great Troy Aikman. He was finishing up an answer. We knew it was going to be the last question because we were out of time. But I made the mistake of not knowing before the interview if this was going to be our final visit of the year with Troy or if that was going to be next week. So I tried to get Junior's attention. I tried to mouth the words, is he with us next week? Not whisper it, but just say that. And Junior couldn't read lips. I can't either. So then we both took off our headphones, and I had to tell him twice because I didn't want to say it too loud for the microphones to pick up. But the problem is, as soon as both of us took off our headphones, Troy finished his answer, and the only one left on headset with working microphone was Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
And given his recent pass with Troy, it just it caused this moment.
And then his other strength, in my opinion, was how good he was at preparing a team during the week. On game day, I thought he was okay. You know, he'd take chances and all that. But I thought that during the week and his messaging to the team and preparing us, he was as good as I've ever been around.
Well, Troy, here's another question with
All right.
Craig and George.
Oh, sorry. We were talking off air to each other.
They were talking off air, and they left me with the only one with a headset on.
Sorry,
and I panicked to ask you anything, so I'm just freezing here.
I feel like, you know, you guys are asking questions, but you're really not interested in anything I have to say. So I don't know what's going on there on Radio Row.
George, we're always interested.
There's some kind of distraction going on there, I know.
George had to ask me if this was our last visit of the season with you, and we have one more next week.
We have one more.
One more, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk next week. It'd be great.
No, it was great. We had great stuff this morning, as we do every week.
No, Troy, it was good. And what you said. And
absolutely.
Everything was good.
I hit myself.
And then you told him
time.
You were sending him a cookie bouquet.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to hear that part there.
Well, my favorite part of that is Troy. He said, yeah, one more next week. That'll be great.
Yeah. Can't wait.
He is so ready to be done with this season.
Be on with you idiots.
I think he's going to move out of Dallas now.
Just to get away from us.
Yes, yeah, just to get away from us.
So George and I had no idea that Troy had finished his answer, and I cannot tell you the shock to my system when my headphones are off, and all of a sudden I hear Gordon start to talk to Troy,
mm-hmm.
and I looked at you like, what are you doing? What is happening here?
Well, I can do whatever I want.
Here's another question from George and Craig.
Thanks, George and Craig.
Because I'm just freezing over here, and that was funny. All right, so is it candidate number one, David Faraday, candidate number two, one Corby Davidson, or candidate number three, Joyce Dunham. 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who do you vote for in the e-break?
I got to vote for George butchering the interview, and also to let George know that puppet lives matter.
They do matter. We're going to get to that here in 15
that
minutes.
That is a reduction of a hashtag that was very meaningful, sir.
Well, no, it's not, and we're going to get to that here in 15 minutes. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for e-break.
Yeah.
Hooter Brown?
No. Hello, you're on the ticket, both AM and FM.
Good morning, gentlemen. I would like to place my vote for candidate three and say hello to Juan Grande, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
That's that woman who calls
up
every week.
That's that same old gal. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Vaginal slice, born.
No, that's not a candidate, sir, and you know it. Hello, you're on the ticket. Go ahead.
Ticket stock is on, but I can't access my 401k.
Okay, it's a homeless
guy thinking about his 401k. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's Backdoor Pleasure Palace.
Not a candidate,
that
sir.
That is what he refers to it as.
Not a candidate, sir. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello, you're on the ticket, 96.7 FM and 1310 AM.
I vote for Corby Davidson, the snake.
How old are you?
Corby Davidson's what, mate?
The snake. The snake. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on AM Radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Die.
Hey, neighbors, I want to vote for Jeb, just so you know. Happy Super Bowl. Love you.
Have a happy Super Bowl. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hey. Hello?
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Grand Dragon Giorgio?
Not much, man.
Not much, man.
Oh, my God.
Why are they getting cut
off? Isn't this just awful?
This is the greatest segment I've ever heard. This might win the e-break next week.
Yeah, maybe. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Hello.
Greetings.
Moses.
For more impressions of dead animals from the Dallas Zoo and Mean Green Great George Dunham.
What?
Okay, thank you. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, this is Juan Grande, the White Devil, and I'd like to vote for the legalization of cannabis. Go Thunderballs.
Die. One more. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I live to call the early timeout. Show me my money.
And ladies and gentlemen,
who is that a vote for?
The winner.
Who's that a vote for?
I think that
was
his very poor Troy Aikman impersonation.
Why would that be?
I don't know.
Troy.
Do you really want to know?
I don't know.
No.
All right, let's hear it one more time.
And then his other strength, in my opinion, was how good he was at preparing a team during the week. On game day, I thought he was okay. You know, he'd take chances and all that. But I thought that during the week and his messaging to the team and preparing us, he was as good as I've ever been around.
Well, Troy, here's another question with Craig and George.
Oh, sorry. We were talking off air to each other.
They were talking off air, and they left me with the only one with a headset on.
Sorry,
and I panicked to ask you anything, so I'm just freezing here.
Well, I feel like, you know, you guys are asking questions, but you're really not interested in anything I have to say. So I don't know what's going on there on Radio Row.
George, we're always interested.
There's some kind of distraction going on there, I know.
George had to ask me if this was our last visit of the season with you, and we have one more next week.
We have one more.
One more, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk next week. It'd be great.
No, it was great. We had great stuff this morning, as we do every week with you.
And I'm glad
we
got one more. It was really great stuff.
I love you so
much. Such great stuff. We have no idea what your last answer was to our question. Which, by the way, kind of an interesting answer that he gave there.
About Jimmy.
Yeah, about Jimmy. Yeah. He was great preparing us during the week. You know, on game day, he was okay.
Yeah, that was interesting. But in the fog of war, I didn't even hear all that,
war,
even the replay of it. Yeah. How many wins is that for me, Fernando?
That is your 63rd win. You're 61 ahead of Donovan.
All right. Speaking of Donovan, he's with us.